Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing? I literally, and I mean this with all of who I am, for 2 days I have been going through some things, and I was sharing them as I was going through them. And I have to say, my beloved brothers and sisters, I thank God, Jesus. I literally come to the understanding that it doesn't matter what you go through. You must present the kingdom at all given times. Allow yourself the ability to just say, it's going to be okay. Simply, that's it. I remember Nancy Reagan, God bless her soul. I remember Nancy Reagan said, just say no. She was referring to the drug addiction, the drug epidemic. And I, at that time, said to myself, it's just not that simple. Because if it was just that simple, then obviously many people who literally wanted to stop would actually stop. But you know what? With Jesus, just say no. Now, when I say no, I'm talking about you saying no to your flesh, saying no to the devil, saying no to the world, to the ways of the world. Just say no. I thank God for this here. I have been going through some things that had to do with, and how can I say this, that would actually help me help hundreds of people. I'm not talking about just a few people, hundreds of people. And I was so patient. I was so much into anger because my patience wore on me until I literally was driving myself crazy. I have to be honest with you. I have been fighting for this particular thing for about 2.5 years, if not longer. And upon my fighting, finally I had decided that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to fight, for you said that you will fight for me, that vengeance is yours. And I come to understand that when God gets in the midst of whatever he has to do on our behalf, his vengeance is greater than that of ours, because we might want to get even, as opposed to seeing things done righteously. So I sat back, patiently, awaited for him to do whatever he was going to do, whether or not, if I was not to receive anything, or if I was to receive things in abundance. And in my learning how much he will be there for you, I lost control. And the reason why, hold on 1 second, everybody. Just give me 1 second. The reason why I literally, thank you, Jesus, for this. I thank God for this. The reason, you know what, I actually lost my training of thought trying to take care of too many things, but I say this. Whenever we allow us to let God do what God do, we're doing that because what we're saying is, Father God, I can have peace. I can relax knowing that you're going to do that which is needed to be done, because you're my Father, and you know that that which needs to be done better than I do, because, Father, what do I know? What do I know that is good for me? When did I ever allow myself truly to do that which is good for my soul, which is good for my mind? I had to learn through Jesus Christ that I am to feed my spirit the Word of God. I had to learn through Jesus Christ how to actually have peace. I had to learn through Jesus Christ how to actually live abundantly, not just exist, but to actually live abundantly. And in that abundant life, I had to learn that the greatest part of that life is to love thy neighbor as yourself. I remember going to a movie called Black Gun with Fred Williamson, and I remember coming out that movie feeling so hyped up. And the reason why was because of the fact that I love to see the winning team. I love to watch, especially me being African American and seeing so many negative things happen around me in the communities in which I have lived, to see that there was these black actors that was doing things that represented positive things. It caused me to understand that there's a possibility that things can actually be outrageously wonderful. And the only thing that I had to do was activate those things in my life so that I can have the ability to say my life is worth more than that which my eyes see, which was in the hood. So when I came out of that movie, I was so pumped. I was so spiked up. I was ready to go. But the next day, I very rarely thought about that movie. This is what I'm telling you about this, because of this. God fought my battle. He made it so that I can have the ability to understand that I can actually live in peace, take care of people, learn his word even greater by activating it in my life and causing my life to grow spiritually so that nothing be able to reproach me, so that nothing be able to penetrate, nothing be able to stop me from having the ability to grow for the kingdom, so that I can represent Jesus on a level that says, no weapons formed against me can prosper. Check this out. I'm going to share some things with you. God is so good to us until, this is what I come to see. God is so good to us until literally we don't know how good we have it. We are like many of us, talking about me, like the prodigal son. The more we run into the riches in which he has, the more we squander it away. And the riches is the Word of God. The riches enable us to do mighty things for the kingdom. The riches show us how to actually live. Yet, during the course of this particular time, as opposed to me enjoying the riches, as opposed to me activating these words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. That's not exactly how it goes, but I'm giving it to you just as it needs to be given at this particular time. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your word, thank you, Father God, and your Holy Spirit, they comfort me. They provide me that which allows me to know that you treat me so special until you prepare a table before my enemies. You present me with the best of food in front of my enemies so that they can know who I belong to. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the hidden place. I will dwell in the place that Satan can't get to me. I will dwell in the place that my mind will be so fixated on you until literally I can't even vex myself to do that which my flesh want me to do. I'm so much into your house, so I come to see that the goodness that you got for me, even though I'm not particularly really understanding how good it is, I do understand that what you have for me is greater than anything that I can ever have, because, Father, I tried everything. I've tried drugs. I've tried women. I've tried traveling. I've tried riches. I've tried everything that one man could possibly think he needs in order for me to have the ability to say I got peace, tranquility. Yet regardless to whatever it is that I tried, I found that it was temporal. It temporary relief causes me to run around like a rat on a Ferris wheel, going nowhere. And Father, as your love is given to me, I want to say thank you, because you caused me to come off that Ferris wheel. You caused me to do things for you that allows me the ability to say, not only do I have peace, tranquility, I could be there for people. I could stand for something. You placed me on a rock, and all I have to do is allow myself to sink within it so that, Father God, nothing can take me away from it. That word, Heavenly Father, causes me to know I can be okay. So this is what I have to say to me, Father, my brothers and sisters. This is what I have to say to me. Do me a favor. Turn your Bibles to Romans. We're going to 12. Paul had to beg. He felt as though he needed to beg people to allow themselves to be free from sin, be free from being put by Satan, to be free from that which their own minds lead. Paul said, I have to beg you to understand the urgency of how you can be and live in liberty. Check this out. Man, I love y'all, brothers and sisters, and I pray with simplicity. I pray that you understand this with simplicity, that you do not allow yourself to go any further than the simple acts of what Jesus Christ did. If you remember, he told many stories with such simplicity that allow people to be able to identify them so that they can live a simple life, yet be as that of conquerors, more than conquerors, just simply allowing the word to enrich their life. Okay, check this out. This is 12:1. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. I had to repeat that to my spirit over and over again, because it doesn't matter whether or not, regardless of what happens in our life, our responsibility is to reveal Christ. Doesn't matter how it goes, doesn't matter what happens. Our responsibility is to let the world know that we're connected to the kingdom, so that we don't allow ourselves to be taken away in places that cause us say, I got you. I got you. So Paul, I come to understand, I remember saying this to many people. I said, I'm going to start becoming a beggar. I'm going to beg people to help me help people. I'm telling you the truth. I actually wrote letters that said, I got it on website, that said, I have become a beggar, to help people understand the importance of us uniting so we can help people. Because when we allow ourselves to feed from the flesh, we're not particularly about people. We're about self. Paul, my beautiful Paul, the Apostle Paul, that is, check out what he wrote. This is so beautiful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just had to say thank you, Father God, because literally, he was just taking me away. It was just taking me away. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father God, thank you. Paul, being as he is, caused me to understand that we can be truly more than conquerors if we allow ourselves to simply say, Father God, let it be your will and not my own. Father God, let it be your will and my own. Flesh, you have no right to this. I own you. God put me in dominion so that you can be subject to me. And I refuse to allow you to take control of me. And the reason why is because God placed his spirit in me, thus allowing me to be more than a conqueror. So flesh, you got to back up. Because Daddy is more important to me. Daddy has that which allows me to say, it's going to be okay today. Okay. I ask you to do me this favor, my beautiful brothers. Turn your Bibles to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Do me a favor and turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. Thank you, Jesus. Check out what he said. Now I plead with you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. As opposed to me allowing myself to call some strong who love God, who would literally just simply say, brother, come on, let's pray, let's talk, let's walk, let's get you back on course. What I did was I allowed myself to feed from the flesh so that in that I, as opposed to giving Jesus the benefit of the doubt, giving God the benefit of the doubt, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me, anger to take control of me. Now, check this out. Out of all the people that I'm talking to on site, thank you, Father God, this is what I received. This is what I received. Thank you, Jesus. Do me a favor and go to Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Even when we don't know what we're doing, God is working in behalf of in our behalf, allowing us to know, I got you. I'm there for you. And I thank him for this, because that's what he was sent to me. Check this out. Thanks, Jesus. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Nor give place to the devil. Do not let him have you, use you as a target. Don't allow him to have the ability to control you, because you already have everything that allows you to be more than a conqueror. The only thing that you have to do is sit still, be quiet, let it be understood that you are an adult, that you are a king, a queen. And yes, we don't know everything. So God, being as he is, he said to go to James. So I went there. This is what he said. This is James 1 and 5. James 1 and 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to you. When we find that we can't handle it no more, we've reached our end. When it seems like this is it, as opposed to allowing us to go into woe with me, as opposed to allowing us to go into the, why me? Why do I have to wait? Why is this happening to me? This is not the time for this. As opposed to going there to all of this, which is feeding yourself nothing but negativity, treating you as if you're a garbage can, as opposed to you being a vessel for the Holy Spirit, you go and you ask God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, show me the way. And he may not answer you right away, but in faith you know that he's going to provide you with an answer in some shape, fashion, form. He may not do it specifically himself, but he will use people. He'll use something to let you know, I got you. It's going to be okay. So I looked and asked myself, do I want this? Let's go to 6. But let him ask in faith, no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let's go to 7. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. That's not who God created us to be. He made it so that we can stand on a firm foundation, that we know by the word of God that we have the ability to do great and mighty things. And that just because it doesn't happen today, because things is not going well today, that we have a God who says, you're going to be okay. It's not as bad as it seems. The only thing that you need to do is allow yourself the ability to. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. It's this. Go to Ecclesiastes 6 and 9. Better is the sight, thank you, Jesus, is the sight of the eyes than a wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That's why we must allow ourselves to keep our eye on Christ so that we have the ability to not become a wanderer. So that we tell Satan, you can't move me. You don't move me. So that you can tell your flesh, you can't move me. I got this. Not I, but Christ. I got this only because I've given myself to Christ. I did my part by allowing myself to have faith. I did my part. And with that, do not lose hope. So if things don't go right, that's okay. With everything that don't go right, enables me to learn how righteous God is. With everything that goes very well, allows me to understand how great God is. It doesn't matter. I'm going to learn something from it, and everything that has to do with God has to do with hands-on experience. You're not going to just get it from the book. You're going to go through something. So the Father said this here. Thank you, Jesus. Check this out. Oh, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. He said this. We're still in James. We're going back to James, which is 1 and 9. Let the lowly brother glory in his exhortation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with the burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flowers falls, and its beautiful appearance. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuit. That seemed not to fit, right? Because this is actually talking about money. But I'm going to share something else with you. You can be rich in your mess, rich in your nonsense, rich in your lack of faith, rich in things that causes you to not enjoy the greatness of Christ, so that you have the ability to say, wait a minute, I want to get closer to God. I want to have the ability to get closer to God. And with that, I know that I'll be okay. So go to Matthew 5 and 3. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When you know that you must be filled by God, be fed by God, then you get that which is from the kingdom, connecting you to the kingdom, so that you can have the kingdom on earth. You don't ever have to lose. And you can tell Satan, you don't have nothing over here. I love y'all, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Have a good night. Take care.